Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Dahinu Parshas Para. And I would like to share with you, of course, a thought on Parshas Kisisa regarding the Shkolim in the beginning of the Parsha, and then talk a little about Inyana Deyayma, about the weeks of preparation for Chag HaMatzos. Today, I'd like to share with you a shmuz that Rav Palm was margala bapume, they very often say, when it came to the discussion of the Shkolim of Parshas Kisisa. He was learned with us a Mishnah. Now, I have to be magdim that there were, of course, numerous Shkolim, three types of Shkolim, as Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha, that were given. The yearly Shkolim, which were given every year during the month of Adar, were Shkolim that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There was a lishcha in which all the coins were dumped. And on three specific times a year, a kayin would go in, and he would do what's called trumas halishcha. That is, he would take three boxes and fill them up with coins, take them out. Imagine, he walked into a room knee-high with coins, and he would take out three boxes of coins, and those coins would be used to purchase the karbonei tzibur of the coming months. Rapamud Loradas Paragimel Mishnah Beis of Shkolim, where it says, Ein HaTorim Nichnes Loi Bepargot Chafos, when the Torim, the Kainu, went in to take the Matzah Shekel, went in, he was not allowed to wear clothing that had a hem on the clothing. Why? Because he could hide a coin, he could steal coins and put it into his hem. Loi Bemidol V'loi Besandal, not even in his shoe, he might put a coin in his shoe. V'leib tefillin, v'leib kameya. Imagine, he could open up his tefillin and stick a coin in his tefillin. Why? Why not? Well, why can't he go in? We're really afraid he's going to steal? The Mishnah says, no, we're not afraid the kohen will steal. We're afraid, shema ya'ani, he might become poor during the coming year. V'yayimru, people will say, me'avayna lishcha ha'ani. You know, I became poor, he must have stolen money from the lishcha. Or, shema ya'ashir. Or maybe he'll get wealthy. V'yayimru, people are going to say, Mitshumas alishcha asher, he must have stolen coins. That's a lesson in the mentality of the masses. The masses, they want to accuse somebody. If he becomes poor, they'll say, oh, because he took a coin from the shkolim, he stole something, so minashamayim, his punishment is becoming poor. If he becomes rich, they'll say, oh, that's why he became wealthy. So the Mishnah says, and this is the point Rav Palm wanted to make, L'fisha adam tzarech latzes yidei b'riyais, k'der shalatzes tzarech latzes yidei hamakim. A person has to be careful, even if unreasonable people are going to accuse him, he has to be clean. Shenema v'hayisem nikiyim mehashem im Yisrael, apasek amatais, v'yisem nikiyim. You have to be clean mehashem and mehYisrael. You have to keep the mitzvahs. You have to be careful not to do Averis, plus May Yisrael. It's not enough from the Rabbi Shalom. You need also to be a Naki Klape Klal Yisrael. And this idea that a person always has to be careful is something that Rav Palm would often stress. And he quoted a Chuvah Sam Sefer, Simin Nuntes, incredible tshuva in Chelek Vav, Chuvah Sam Sefer, Simin Nuntes. Sam Sefer is writing to a Talmud. And he writes to the Talmud that I could see from your letter that you're not being careful in Vihisem Nikim. He writes, and I quote, Kol Yama Hisi Mitzara al Mikra Hazeh, Vihisem Nikim Hashem Am Yisrael. So Sefer writes, my whole life I had tsar, I was worried that I should be able to keep this pasuk. Yaiser Efshalotiside Shemaim Harbe Yaiser Mulotiside Briyas. Much easier to do what God wants than to stay clean in the eyes of people. And in heaven, it's a much stricter thing. Much stricter. And then he says something incredible. He says, Eini kedai, Laskar Avainis Kedaishim. I'm not kedai to say the following. He says it anyway. Become a Ketairi. The Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, who got a part of Eretz Yisrael and Eber HaYarden. Even though what they did, they had a proper reason to do it. And at the end, they led Klal Yisrael in battle. But they were not Mekayim V'Yisam Nikiyim. When they asked for the Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, there were people that were Chayshid, that, they're lazy. They don't want to go do a battle in Eretz Yisrael. They don't want to do any battle. Therefore, says Amsaifa, they went to Golis first. The first shot to go to Golis, they were Yarden. They were not Mekayim V'Yisam Nikiyim. Rav Palm would tell us that Yeshivalite especially have to be careful, Yisam Nikiyim, even in front of unreasonable people. You got to be careful. They're quick to start up and say, oh, that's what Yeshivalite do. He mentioned that once the Chafetz Chaim was traveling with his son, and he told his son, you got to be careful. A Talmud Chacham has to be careful from the Yisam Nikiyim. And his son said, "Abatatech binish kan Talmud Chacham. Me, I'm not a Talmud Chacham." And his father told him, "Oivchilul Hashem biskenuk Talmud Chacham." He told him, "For this, that people will accuse you of things, you're enough Talmud Chacham. People are quick to condemn Bnei Torah. People are quick. People themselves don't learn, so they feel inferior. So what do? They get up and they find fault in those who sit and learn." Yisam Nikiyim mi Hashem u'mei Yisrael. Palm mentioned a Maisa with a person who had a Din Torah. He swore and then paid. And people said, what? He's going to swear anyway. If he's going to pay anyway, you shouldn't swear. And he explained. He said, look, if I'm just going to pay, people are going to say, see, he's a thief. He's a thief. He's afraid of a shul, so he paid. I'm just going to pay. And therefore he said, let me better swear and then pay. So nobody should accuse me of really being a thief and backing out only over the shul. At any rate, this is a lesson in Yisam Nikiyim. Very, very hard, especially in today's day and age, where people are quick, everyone's smarter, everyone has the internet, so they know everything about what's going on in the world, and they know better. But they tell you have to be very careful from Yisam Nikiyim. So that's one thought, which, of course, comes from the Shkolim, which are at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Let me move on to a pre-Pesach thought. And I want to talk Davka about pre-Pesach. Pesach we'll get to some other week. But what about pre-Pesach? I'd like to quote to you from the Kav HaYosher. The Kav HaYosher writes, in Perek Tzadik, Yesh Kabbalah B'yadi, all the effort, the tircha, the bother that a person puts into preparing for Pesach, and he's exhausted, when a person works hard for Pesach and he's exhausted, that exhaustion kills the mazikim, the negative influences in his life, in his home. Someone who's stressed, who misakein hatikun, he repairs his home. It's an incredible thing. It says that the hatzlacha of tircha, of sweat, of exhaustion in preparing, that exhaustion, that preparation, is a skula for hatzlocha in a person's house. It's fascinating that in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Samach Sif Beis, it brings harosh haya mishtadel b'matzis mitzvah. It's rare that they quote somebody by name in Shulchan Aruch. It says the rosh went personally and was involved in baking the matzis. But I made al siyasa, and he was there when they made it. Mizaris ha'iskim b'hem. It seems that the tircha, the doing for the mitzvah, especially on Pesach, is very special. Taz, Sivkot and Beis, brings him the Arizal. Aki Yischamim V'yaziah. When you prepare for Pesach, the matzahs, sweat yourself up. Ubzei Yishover Klipais Shanoldo. and he'll have the ability to destroy the klipos, the negative influences in his own life. So there's a special segula, there's a special schus in the idea that a person prepares for Pesach, whether it's the matzahs or the preparation, the cleaning, whatever it was. There's a special schus in that, a schus of protection that a person has. As a matter of fact, people are more matriach for Pesach than for any other mitzvah. If you think about it, the tircha, the effort, the difficulty, the challenge, whatever takes place for Pesach takes much more effort than anything else. The Radvaz was asked in a tshuva, chelek gimel tshuva, tuf, kuf, mem, vav. Why is it this way? That the preparation for Pesach is so much more than for all year round. And the Torah obligates us to go after every little bit of chametz. And he answers, ki chametz bePesach remez liyetzer hara v'usar shabiyisa. That to rid oneself of yetzer hara, that's preparing for Pesach. Going through the tircha, that will be a schus for a person in the coming year, that he's matriach, that he bothers, that he sweats, that he's stressed. All of that is the schus. And Radvaz, that's a Svardik Gadol who says it. The Arizal, the Shulchan Aruch, the Kava Yosher, the Netziv, Litvisha, in Hamikdavar, and this Pirusha Chumish Perik, the base Pasik Yedzayin, and Parashas Bai, explains the Pasik. Boifenifla, listen to what he says. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Says a mitzvah that has a tremendous amount of tircha meruva. Needs a lot of shmiro. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Doesn't say ushmartem es haluluv. Gotta be careful, the luluv says kasha too. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Why? The pasuk tells you. Ki be'etzem ayayim azeh hoitzeisi yatsivaisecha me'aretz Mitzrayim. Just like Klal Yisrael was Zechem Pesach, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, through a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh, of effort, of Tircha, to bring a Korban Pesach in the middle of Mitzrayim, in front of the Mitzrim, to prepare for the Gnei, had to learn all this Korban Pesach in a couple of days. With all of that, they had a Gula. Ushmartem es hamatzos. You in your time be careful with Pesach. Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh tiyatziv yatzeichem eretz Mitzrayim. Because that's the way I took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. With being matriach, with working hard, with making things happen. And therefore the preparation for Pesach is very, very important. I should hear the Rekeach, the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, brings from a Yerushalmi that it's usur to complain about the tirchus of Pesach. Listen to this. Ben Rosha Ma'u Eimer. Ma'a Vaida Zayis Lachem. What is the Rosha complaining about? This is what it's in Yerushalmi. Ma'atereach Hazeh Shata Matrich Malenu B'chal Shana V'shana. Why are you working so hard for Pesach? That's what the Rosha is complaining about. Imagine. It says the Rekech. You're not allowed to complain about preparation. The Chok Yaakov in Simon Tov Samach Tes writes, Loi Reisi Noigin Lizar B'zeh. People do complain. What I'm telling you is the Tircha, the preparation, the effort, has its own special chashivas, its own special place. It's meaningful to be Matriach in preparation for Pesach. And those of you who are going to hotels, you don't have to be matriach. You lock up your house. Some of you go to hotels that are pay-for hotels. Some of you go to hotels that are called daddy or mommy or in-laws. Don't lose the opportunity. Go to somebody who needs help and help him clean his house. Help him clean his car. He doesn't want you cleaning his house and poking your nose and everything. Tell him, I'm not cleaning for Pesach. I want to do some cleaning. Let me take your car and clean out your car for you. Let me take your garage and clean out your garage for you. It's a bein adam l'chaveirei mitzvah. And it's a schus, a tremendous schus, lishbaras haklipais, to destroy mazikim in a person's life. You want skulas? Das is a skula. The shmira against chametz and matzah, the tirchah, the stress. Do it. Make it happen. A wonderful hachana for Pesach. A guten Shabbos to one and all.